From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me again in the studio is Lisa Potts of the Oklahoma Press Association. I'm so glad you've been with me all season.
I've loved it. I've really enjoyed it. We've had fun.
We have. Well, we've had some fun because I'm very upset today. We haven't always had fun. Two people got voted off last night as we go into the finale, which means we have our final four. Mm-hmm. And let me preface this to say, you know, I'm very pleased. The caliber of dancers is just wonderful. Whoever wins, except for one person, I'd be totally happy with. But the fact that Adea and Melissa got voted off, in a way, seems like it's fitting because they've been together the whole time, and the fact that they got voted off at the same time, maybe it's fitting. But I'm very sad that Adea didn't get a chance to go into the finale. I didn't necessarily think that he was going to win at all, but I really, really hoped and thought that he would at least make the finale.
Yeah, and in fact, I hadn't even realized, I hadn't thought of the fact that Melissa and Adea were both a couple for the first few weeks. But I guess the fact that Evan is still around is a little troublesome.
He's the wild card.
But Adea has struggled some with the ballroom dances,
yes,
the Latin dances. So, and I don't think he's had quite the outgoing personality that he needs to build that fan base.
Now, see, that's what I totally agree with you when you say that he has struggled in some of the dances. But I think he's built a character. He's the fun-loving guy with the pick, and he likes to have, I mean, he's always smiling.
And he's always got the huge smile.
I mean, I think that is, I mean, that's him.
I don't know.
I don't know what else he could have done.
There are some very memorable characteristics about him. I worry that some people might have been picking between he and Brandon,
yeah,
you know, because they are sort of similar.
That's true.
In their styles. So people may have been picking one over the other.
Yeah, and split the vote.
Yeah, and Evan has a diehard fan base, apparently.
He has what I described in my blog, a rabid fan base, and they are totally voting for him. And I know that this is going to be called, or the person who wins is America's favorite dancer, not America's best dancer. But usually the two go hand in hand. Usually the dancer has some pretty high level of skill, and they're also America's favorite. But I worry that if Evan gets picked, he truly would be America's favorite, but maybe not the most skilled, which I just think is not the point of this show.
Exactly. It's sort of like if you had an American Idol winner that really wasn't that great of a singer.
Right.
So they need to be skilled in so many different styles, and I just don't feel like Evan has that. I think that the other three that are left are much more skilled in those different varieties, and
absolutely,
Evan not so much.
I agree.
And so we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Did you notice during the first performance that Melissa and Evan did, it was the boys' routine,
yes,
where Lil C commented on how wonderful and powerful Brandon and Adea were. And then with Evan, he said, you know, you did better than I thought you would at being able to keep up with these powerhouses and
yes,
not be overshadowed by them.
Yes.
I thought that was sort of a nice backhanded compliment at Evan. Poor guy.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. He has some limitations. He's traditionally a Broadway dancer, and not even just contemporary, but a Broadway dancer with that specific style, kind of Gene Kelly, kind of kitschy type
mm-hmm
of style.
Yes.
He has been able to grow, let's be honest, but not as much, I think, as Melissa has grown,
right,
who also had a very limited style of ballet. And he's also very short. He has very short legs. So when he's trying to get that height in his jumps, he doesn't get any height because he has very short legs.
And he really doesn't have a dancer's body either.
No, he does
not.
They
pointed that out with being able to lift Melissa and talking
mm-hmm
about the lack of a six-pack abs and the strength to hold her and everything. So they were really pointing out that he doesn't have a dancer's body.
No. And what worries me about if he should win is this will be just like America's Got Talent, which I know a lot of people like that show, but I don't watch So You Think You Can Dance for that. I watch So You Think You Can Dance because I know I'm going to see the highest quality dancers mm-hmm on TV today. I enjoy watching many of Evan's routines. And in fact, the Send in the Clowns routine that was choreographed by Tyce Diorio. Tyce has been kicking butt, Tyce Diorio, in his choreography recently, but which was performed last night. I thought Evan was very good in that. Definitely played to his skills in that. So there have been routines that I liked. But I just don't think he's strong enough to win it all. And if he wins it all, I am not going to be happy.
I have to agree. I don't think he should win it all either. And I think America, a large part of the fan base of the show, would probably rebel. They would probably have some choice words. I think people would be disappointed with the season as a whole if Evan were to win.
I wonder. Now, every time they say the most votes to date, the most votes to date, I wonder if we're going to see a ton of votes next week, because people maybe who haven't voted before but who watch the show, who just enjoy the show, will vote to keep Evan from winning.
Possibly.
That will be very interesting to see.
Possibly.
Well, let's talk about some of the dances.
Okay, let's start first with Janine and Ade, because they went first. They did a samba, and they did a hip-hop. So I felt during the samba they struggled a little bit. Ade had his flashy smile going, which didn't really fit in with the character. But I thought Janine was wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, she really had that sexy character down pat.
She did.
And then in the hip-hop number, where they were being evicted and they were playing around with the boxes as props, I thought they both did a really good job, but I didn't think the chemistry maybe was there. You could tell they hadn't been dancing together for very long.
Right.
But it was a fun routine to watch. I don't know that it will, either one of those are particularly memorable.
No Emmy nominations for either of those.
Yeah. Okay, and then we had Melissa and Evan that did a Broadway routine by Tyce and then a quick step. And for being Broadway, I really had high hopes for Evan. And he went into it saying that, you know, I'm so glad I'm used to big and flashy jazz hands, giving lots of facial expressions. And I really felt he didn't deliver quite to the point that we would like to see. So I agreed with the judges that he sort of fell flat there.
Yeah.
In that Broadway area. And I thought that Melissa actually had better technique than Evan did. I thought that really stood out, actually, in this pairing, as well as last week with Kayla, I think, that just his technique isn't there.
You know, whenever they say, oh, I'm so glad that I have my own style now, it's going to be so much better, they always disappoint.
That's true.
Whenever they say that, they disappoint.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you've got Broadway, which doesn't come around very often. Same thing with hip-hop. It seems like we see more and more contemporary numbers. But with those other styles, it's almost like, okay, you better excel and you better hit it out of the ballpark or else the judges are going to come down on you hard.
Absolutely.
And in fact, during like the first 10 that are kicked off, when the judges are picking who goes home, they would probably be more likely to send you home if you didn't excel in your own style.
That's right.
So, and then, of course, we had the quick step, which couples are usually doomed when they're given the quick step.
It's, yeah.
and so to have this style so late in the competition, I thought certain that Melissa and Evan were doomed for failure, that it was just a matter of time. And it was fun, but the judges didn't love it. So
no, and I didn't either.
Yeah. And then finally was Kayla and Brandon. They had the contemporary number by Stacey Tookie.
Which was very nice.
From the Canadian show, where Kayla played a mistress of a married man. And I thought their technique was beautiful together. Mm-hmm. They were a really nice couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they matched each other, similar to how I felt Brandon and Janine matched each other last week.
Yes.
With the battlefield number. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The synchronicity and just similar techniques, and they really worked well together. And then the disco number. Oh, my gosh. That must have been exhausting.
Let me just mention, there's a couple things about the disco number. I liked it, but I really do think that there wasn't enough disco in it for me. It was flashy with lots of lifts, but not enough disco moves for me.
Yeah.
I liked it. And it was funny because when Nigel said, you know, and he actually made a joke, but he said, well, you know, these performances, you can always, you know, get a lot of emotion out of the audience with all these lifts and so on. So I'm going to critique this, you know, professionally. And then he makes a big joke and goes, woohoo, and jumps all around. But he's right. A dance like that with all those lifts, I mean, again, it was not enough disco.
Yeah.
And they've said that for some other dances, but they didn't say that this time. They say, you know, this had more contemporary in it than it had, you know, blank or whatever. I was expecting someone to say, wow, this was pretty dazzling, but where's the disco? Which is what I wanted to see. I love to see the disco.
It was a lot of flash, but little substance.
That's
maybe.
Right. And actually, that's not true. There was lots of substance. I mean, those moves were difficult, and they were
right.
And they were performed expertly.
Right.
But they just weren't disco moves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, and I thought that the routine was so exhausting for them and so difficult that the last third of it just looked kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
Because they were so tired, so they struggled. I did not like the double death drop.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I thought that just looked cheesy.
It did.
It looked poor.
They were tired.
They were struggling to keep up at that point.
Yeah.
So, but then Brandon's solo really stood out to me, of course.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
He repeated his solo from his first audition, and it was amazing. It's just absolutely amazing to see him show off that strength and the flexibility and the power and the gymnastics. And, you know, he's just sort of got it all, really.
He's been, in my mind, and this is just in my mind because I'm sure they're friendly, a day's nemesis if you had to pick one. But at that point, I had to stand up and clap.
Yeah.
I mean,
just like the judges.
Just like the judges. That was incredible. That was the most incredible solo I've seen since. There was another really good solo in this season, and I can't remember what it is now. But I think it outpaces whatever that was.
He's had a lot of great solos, though.
Yeah.
And granted, this one is really powerful with that music, particularly. Mm-hmm. But he's always showcasing his moves like that, and he does a beautiful job. Really does. So
now we're on to the finale.
So Melissa and Ade went home, and now we're left with Janine and Kayla and Brandon and Evan.
Mm-hmm.
So who's your pick?
Well, I think Brandon should win, but I think Evan's the wild card.
I guess so, yeah.
I think it's who should win. It's Brandon, then Kayla, then Janine, then Evan, but you know, Janine has a pretty good fan base too.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, crazy fan base. everyone knows Brandon is just so outstanding. So I don't know what's going to happen, to be completely honest.
I don't know either. And really, with Kayla being in the bottom as many times as she has been during the season, I worry that she doesn't have the fan base to pull her through. She's an amazing dancer.
Yes.
She undoubtedly has a career ahead of her.
Right.
Janine is a fantastic dancer, and I really, really enjoy watching her and her characters. Like in her solo, one thing that I really loved was she did multiple pirouettes, you know, probably six pirouettes in a row, and then stopped, facing forward, still in releve.
Mm-hmm.
And to have control like that is just beautiful. And you don't get to see that very often. So often we see them falling out of their turns or running in some other jump.
She's very strong.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's got a great mixture of technique, like contemporary balletic technique, as well as sort of a hip-hop funky vibe to her.
Right, right.
So I like that.
I like her very much.
But then Brandon, I think, is probably my pick, although I would love to see a girl win, so I would be perfectly happy with Janine or Kayla, but Brandon is amazing. So if you're going to go with probably the best dancer on the show, I'd have to say Brandon.
I'd have to say, but I, you know, I just don't know the way everyone's voting.
Yeah.
So just a couple of things. I noted that Nigel has not been tweeting on Twitter since the Katie Holmes controversy.
since he got all mad.
Yes, he's pouting. He's sulking and pouting on Twitter. Lil C had this really funny, if you go to the television blog, newsok.com/blogs/television, I think, or you'll just go to the newsok.com page and you'll find the television blog. You know, Lil C has a quote on there that I put on there where he's talking to another So You Think You Can Dance fan, basically saying, well, I'm sorry if you don't like what I'm saying, but you can always just use the mute button, which I thought was funny. Tyce DiIorio, who was, I'm sure, very satisfied with the work that he has done on the last couple of shows, he has a big smiley face on his Twitter feed this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And Adam Shankman announced on Twitter that he's going to be on So You Think You Can Dance all next week.
Yes, he is supposed to be on the finale.
Yeah, so some Twitter news.
Yes.
And one thing I'm curious to know is, are there any So You Think You Can Dance finale watch parties out there? If you're having a watch party, let me know. Email ywalker@opubco.com, ywalker@opubco.com, and let me know if you're going to have a watch party. I think I'm going to have one. little one. Just a little one.
We're camping out in Yvette's and watching the finale.
That's right.
Maybe we should tape the podcast as we watch.
Maybe. Yeah, that would be cool. If that was a way to do it, that'd be great.
That'd be a long, long audio.
Well, it's been a great season. The other good news is that So You Think You Can Dance is starting up again in the fall.
Yes.
So we won't have a really long break. Do you know the date?
I almost looked it up on the way here and I thought, well, we'll just announce it next week.
Okay. And I was thinking, and this hasn't been decided yet, but since we only have such a small window, that we should just keep talking. We should just keep podcasting until the fall. I mean, it's just a month away, right? But dear listeners, we haven't, decided that yet, but that's something that I'm thinking about. I don't know if Lisa has time.
You don't want to get out of the habit of it, huh?
That's right. So anyway, it's been a great season. Lisa, thanks so much for being here and providing all your insight. I think it's been wonderful.
Thanks. I've enjoyed it.
We've got a great two-hour finale next week. On Thursday.
We'll get to see a lot of the great routines.
Yes.
From throughout the season. We'll get to see all the dancers that have been kicked off. All the judges will be on the panel, at least on the finale night. I don't know yet who's judging Wednesday night's show.
Might be Adam, since he said he's on all week. I don't know.
Could be,
but I don't know. So anyway, definitely, if you're a So You Think You Can Dance fan, you definitely want to watch next week. And we'll be here again on Friday, and we will either commiserate or celebrate. So thank you, and we'll see you next week.